The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
It's time for the John DePietro Show on News Talk, WNRI, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
He's a special kind of sentinel.
Mr. DePietro, who is in the eye of the storm.
Suddenly, John DePietro became the story.
Radio talk show host John DePietro.
All right, folks, and good afternoon. Here I am. The power hour's arrived. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. This portion of the program is brought to you. You're looking for a great meal. They have it for you. K's, 1013 Cass Avenue in Woonsocket, right across from CVS, whether it's lunch or dinner. They also have the Great Lounge. Open up the napkin. Boom, there's the menu. 762-9675. Stop in at K's. Steak sandwich, roast beef, corned beef. I love the roasted turkey breasts. The pastrami is delicious. It's always a great crowd. Stop in and see them at K's. And let me also say hello to what a wonderful staff that they have at K's, whether it's Allison or Nicole, Ursula, Donna, and John, everybody at K's. I want to say good afternoon to everybody on Facebook Live, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com, EliteWirelessRI.com. Let's bring him on. He's the managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com, and he's the one and only Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John.
Hey, Justin, I want to start, and I was glad, Providence Journal, scathing editorial about the line item veto, the dog and pony show that was put on, some of the comments that are made just completely ridiculous. You know, we need to study this more, and, you know, Mattiello, we're going to form a study commission, and that Greg Amore, he's completely compromised as he's a teacher in East Providence. He is not there to represent his constituents. He's there to represent the union. Some of the other comments that were made, 44 states have line item veto, including Massachusetts, where Governor Charlie Baker last year alone just put a line through $500 million on illegal spending, or excuse me, unnecessary spending. Line item veto is one of those things, Justin, to me, that if people wonder about the corruption, why there's so much ridiculous spending, unaccountable, it is Mattiello just preserving power, refusing to let line item veto go forward.
Well, that's certainly part of it. I think it does take some chutzpah to talk about how it has to be studied more. I mean, it's really just a policy prescription. It's just a philosophical thing, whether you agree with it or not. So there's really no reason not to vote on it and let the voters decide during an election year whether that was a good or bad move on the part of their representatives. But that's a lot of how our whole structure of the legislature is built around here, to allow the speaker to run interference for representatives who would have to vote the way people want, which may not be the way special interests want.
Right.
And the thing that incenses me more is that how this ties into just the whole, all of the corruption up there. Well, as a policy, whether line, I don't, however much difference line item veto would make, I'm not sure. It would depend a whole lot on who's elected governor, which is a whole nother story in Rhode Island. But just the way that every little advantage they can use, they do that. They run interference for people who, so they don't have to face the voters. And that's what's really scandalous here. And I think the Providence Journal was right to bring up this issue.
I think so. And Ken Block deserves a lot of credit. He's really tried to move it forward. But see, I do view it as it's one of the problems in the state, and that is there's power, but there's no accountability to the power. Because as you and I know, Mattiello, they package in all this pork that is unnecessary spending with a line item veto. I wouldn't mind giving the governor the power, because as I said, at least then you could point to the governor and say, you know, you allowed this to go on, blah, blah, blah. Instead, they throw it all into the budget. It continues to give the power to the speaker. It's unchecked power because it's his district that represents him. It is, in fact, then the reps that represent him. You and I cannot vote on who the speaker is going to be. So to me, it would be a way of balancing off power. Speaking of that, now there is word, and I had heard about this last month. They put it out, and now there's more that is circulating, and that is former Representative John Carnevale is looking to get his old seat back. Now, what is interesting about this is he is still facing charges right now, and I'm glad that Brandon Bell is calling him out on this, but apparently Carnevale is looking to run again. He was the one, folks, you remember, that he's mulling a run for his old seat. He now says that he lives in Providence. He sold the address he was at in Johnston. But the criminal case against him, a pretrial conference, is set for June 28th. Now, Justin, number one, do you think he goes ahead with it? Number two, I don't think that this is good for Mattiello because it blows back once again on Mattiello.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the question of what amazes me about this is, so you've got this part-time legislature, doesn't pay very much, individual representatives don't have all that much power, and yet it's so valuable that somebody would, by all appearances, sell a house, move into a tiny apartment, and then run again. I think that alone ought to set up red flags that we're doing something wrong. But I think whether he runs or not, I think probably what's going on, because you have to declare by, I think, June 24th if you're going to run for public office in Rhode Island. So if his hearing's coming up on the 28th, you know, if he knows he didn't do anything, I'm skeptical. But if that's the reality and he has a good sense the court will find in his favor, then he has to kind of get on the ballot by the 24th anyway, and still his options will remain open. But I agree, it's just any of these, whether he were guilty or innocent, these people, like whether it's Gallison or Carnevale, there's a kind of a stain and a sense of this is just so Rhode Island to it all that I think that would be, if I were Speaker, that'd be something I'd want to get out from under. I'll doubt that the Speaker will chime in much on this race, except to maybe back away from it if he's directly asked. But, I think we just have to wait and see what the outcome of the hearing is. If the whole thing goes away by the end of June, then Carnevale has the rest of the summer and then the fall to win back his voters.
Well, now, according to the Providence Journal, just looking at the calendar, so today's the 24th is actually a Sunday, and according to the Providence Journal, which leads to the next story, contempt hearing set for Mattiello campaigners, that is set for June 28th, which is a Thursday night, and then according to the Journal, it says that they're and I want to read it exactly, but it says that they're holding. The hearing date comes a day after the filing deadline for candidates. So I believe the 27th is the deadline for filing candidates. Carnevale would be the day after. Again, I'm going off the Providence Journal story. But that leads into that. Contempt hearing set for Mattiello campaigners. You know, Justin, there is talk that Steve Frias may seek a rematch against Mattiello. And it was Mattiello that initially defended Carnevale, saying, you know, if he says he lives in Johnston, I take him at his word. He was part of the leadership team. You have the contempt hearing set for the Mattiello campaigners, Jerzyk, Britt, that Shauna Lawton, where Mattiello initially, his campaign denied they had anything to do with that mailer, and now they've ignored subpoenas. I think this is another cloud attached to the Speaker, but I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Certainly it's another cloud. When your top campaign folks are being jammed up with hearings and subpoenas and all that sort of thing, your name's appearing in the newspapers for all the wrong reasons. What connects the two stories for me, though, in an interesting way, Ramon Perez, that's the guy who took Carnevale's seat, has said that when he was walking around to campaign after Carnevale was no longer able to run, he was kind of surprised to find that people didn't really care too much, which tells you a good bit about Rhode Island politics. And so I wonder how much the Board of Elections subpoena of the Mattiello campaign folks is really going to register with people when it matters. I mean, it doesn't look good, and it's certainly something he'll have to overcome and maybe the way Rhode Island government works buy his way out of. But I wonder if this process stuff, because it's in a way, it's sort of like the FBI catching up Trump campaign folks for lying to them, even whether or not there was any underlying collusion with Russia or whatever the scandal of the day might be. It has that kind of a feel. I don't know why they wouldn't just go through the motion of talking to the Board of Elections unless they just figured they were protected, which is I guess it's good that the Board of Elections is moving forward. But having kind of let Mattiello go with a warning for working with Lawton to put out, essentially it was a it seems like the Mattiello campaign put out a flyer in Lawton's name.
Right.
And the Board of Elections just said, you know what? We're going to give you a warning on that one, but we're going to go after your underlings for for not showing up. Now that's going to generate a lot of cynicism. I thought it's funny. We might get to it later, but Joe Trillo attacked Alan Fung for his latest controversy, saying, "quote he spit in the face of the Board of Elections." Well, you know, how much do Rhode Islanders really care about spitting in the face of the Board of Elections?
Sure.
When they let Mattiello go. We saw a couple months ago their treatment of Ken Block when he was trying to warn him about voter ID issues. So you get in this area where it's almost like the average Rhode Islander, you don't know really who to trust or what to care about. Which of these kind of corrupt or incompetent entities or people you're supposed to side with? It's kind of hard to say. And so a lot of this just, it kind of makes you a little bit queasy about the whole prospect of Rhode Island governance, because there's no reason for any of it, and yet there it is. And it always seems that people get caught up, the little guy gets caught up for missing a filing deadline on a Board of Elections filing, and the speaker gets away with whatever, and now they'll bring these people in. I saw that Matt Jerzyk, one of the lawyers for Mattiello, who's been called into the Board of Elections, said, I thought it was resolved when you let my boss off with a warning and a settlement on another issue, so I didn't respond. And so if that's his excuse, what's the Board of Elections really going to do at that point?
We'll have to see. He's got the most to lose being an attorney. The other ones, I don't know how that's going to pan out, but I'm anxious to see how that's going to pay out, because Mattiello, as you know, his campaign initially said they had nothing to do with that mailer, and then obviously since then, with some people cooperating, we have found that that is not the case. Now, speaking of the Board of Elections and the race for governor, I'm just seeing out today on Twitter that Patricia Morgan has filed a complaint with the Rhode Island Board of Elections regarding this whole controversy that came out last week with Mayor Fung and the lack of rent, or his rent relationship with developer Carpionato. My question, Justin, is this an issue, do you think, that Patricia Morgan can move the... Because this is what it comes down to. Can she move the needle with this issue? Because right now, I recognize a poll is a snapshot in time, but she is clearly trailing Mayor Fung. Do you think this whole rent Carpionato thing, is this something that hurts Mayor Fung and something that that helps her?
I'm not seeing it being enough anyway. I mean, I know a lot of Republicans who dislike Alan Fung for one reason or another. This is another log on their bonfire for that. And it's a justified one by all appearances. But if you're not in that group, especially considering how people didn't care about Carnevale living in her own house or apathy about Board of Election stuff, I don't know that this really gets Morgan over the finish line versus Fung. It does, however, and her playing up the issue does generate a sense of controversy, as if Alan Fung should win, as he rolls into the general election. Of course, Joe Trillo is going to try to capitalize on that, and whoever the Democrat nominee is certainly going to. It's particularly damaging in that regard, because a lot of the case for a Republican governor is to act as a control on corruption of the party that runs everything around here, the Democrats. So I think it could potentially harm Alan Fung in a general election, especially with if the razor-thin margin between Gina Raimondo and Alan Fung remains the case. This could be enough to knock him down a peg. I don't think it gets Patricia Morgan over the finish line. And I also have to wonder, you're starting to see stories here and there. On both sides of the aisle, we've really jumped right into heated controversy after heated controversy in the primaries, even. It's as if the candidates aren't even giving themselves a chance to roll out any kind of campaign. It's just a free-for-all, and we're still only in June. So I have a feeling that's going to play into people being a little bit less likely to change their minds if they haven't already tuned out before the primaries.
Do you think, and again, folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. We're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com. Do you think Rep. Morgan gained any ground or got any momentum off the tolls going up? She had the press conference. She rolled in the truck that got tolled. Do you think she got any momentum out of that? Or just where do you see her campaign right now, Justin?
Well, I thought the tolling issue, I mean, that's a very strong area for her, and I thought that she was starting to build up some momentum there. She could have done more with the budget process. I think as a candidate, who's also the House Minority Leader, that I think we could have seen and heard more from her on that, perhaps disrupting the process, you know, where they vote to waive the rules, for example, in the legislature. If she had refused to do that, that would have put her in the news for the right reasons. I think jumping on a Fung controversy was probably put some, because it just seems like so predictable, and all the other candidates are doing the same thing. I think that might have been a mistake in that regard. I think at this point that she really, all the candidates ought to be focusing on getting their own messages out rather than why I'm the other guy's worse than me, because I think that's it kind of begs the question and makes people tune out and just pick their candidates. They just assume everybody's going to be corrupt. So they just pick whoever they like for whatever reason. So I think she was probably, I was going to be expecting a little bit of a bump for her after, you know, the tolls and that. Not too much, because I think a lot of that's baked in already, but I think some of that momentum is probably already starting to dissipate.
You mentioned just a few moments ago some Republicans don't like Mayor Fung. What do you hear about that, and why do you think that is?
Well, this could be, you know, falling prey to social media too much and who happens to be in your timeline, but there was a lot of bad blood, I think, particularly after the Ken Block primary.
No question about it.
Summer.
No question.
And
yes.
So there are just some people for whom Alan Fung is irredeemable, and they'd rather probably, you get the impression, see Raimondo back in office, and maybe even socialist Matt Brown, than Alan Fung, just for personal reasons. So a lot of the posts you'll see on social media in Republican circles seem almost over the top as far as jumping on everything that the Fung campaign says or does, or Alan Fung says or does. But, you know,
is it a real base of people, or are you just talking about a couple of individuals that worked in the Block campaign that are sour grapes on social media? Or are you talking about that there are true Republicans that have a difference with him?
Well, no, I wouldn't call those necessarily two separate categories. They are true Republicans, but I do think it's a relatively limited group. But when you're talking about in Rhode Island, the Republican Party and Republicans in general are kind of an insulated small community, and those who get involved are even fewer and smaller. So it's probably just a few people who sour grapes or have justified grievances against the mayor, but that when some of the people who are most active in a minority party's politics, that when they are hostile to the nominee, that has an effect. And I think part of that effect is you see it in the way the candidates are behaving, the way Joe Trillo runs as an independent, because he's hearing, I don't have information on this, but, you know, he has the same Facebook feed maybe as I do. And so he gets this sense, and maybe Patricia Morgan's being more aggressive than she otherwise would be. So I think it sets a tone, and I think it's not healthy, and it'd be wise of the mayor to try to find some way to resolve some of these personal conflicts he has. But you can see in the polling, he's still way ahead of every other
candidate. Way ahead, yeah.
He has much better chances against Patricia Morgan, but again, when you're talking, then Patricia Morgan against Gina Raimondo. But again, when you're talking about essentially a tie race between the front runners at this point, Raimondo and Fung, you know, you can't really afford to lose, even if it's five people who would be active and donate to you otherwise. If they're not in the game, you can't really spare those votes. I mean, if you think of Steve Frias versus Nick Mattiello, you know, it was, what, 85 votes?
That's right.
Made the difference.
Yes.
And so if three 3 to 10, you know, really involved Republicans really don't like you in a primary, and they bring along, say, a dozen each, that could make the difference, you know, in the general election, that small number of votes. And so I think it's an important thing to watch. I don't want to overstate it. I hope I didn't intend to make it sound like there was some groundswell, but
okay.
There it is an area that the mayor should be taking some look at, and maybe when he, I don't know.
All right. I don't want to belabor it too much, but how do you think Matt Brown is now doing against Governor Raimondo?
Well, he's had a good couple weeks, I would say. I mean, he had that letter from some far-left abortion groups saying that Gina Raimondo is not pro-abortion enough because she won't limit health source pro-life health source plans to just the one that's required by the federal government, and you've got big names on there, most notably probably Gloria Steinem, people who are saying they support Matt Brown. So that's kind of a tough thing for the governor to overcome if one of her major pitches is that she's a woman. When women's groups are and feminists are striking up for her opposition, and then you had the thing with John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, who said he kind of regrets endorsing Gina Raimondo because he didn't
know
his friend Matt Brown. That's probably a policy-wise, it's probably a minor thing, just has more to do with personal relationships, but it definitely doesn't help the governor that this is the change that's going on there. So he's had that, and now I think the most recent thing is one of the other smaller name Democrats who's going to run in the Democrat primary, Paul Rosselli, has dropped out. He's going to run for state Senate in order to endorse Matt Brown. So that's, I think you've got to be seeing some cracks in the governor's armor on this. And at the same time, she's out with another really finely produced advertisement, this time talking about wind farms. You know, she's out on a boat with the camera. And I think that contrast is one of the things she has to be watching out for as she goes into the primary and then the general election is this contrast between what people really think. You know, Rhode Islanders don't think she's doing a great job, but out-of-state donors are giving her a lot of money for glossy advertisements on TV. That's a dangerous contrast for her. And if she's also at the same time having this trouble, she's not going to convince on the abortion issue. She's not going to convince social conservatives that she's really among them on any issue. But if she's not able to out far left Matt Brown, then she can't win those people over, and she might end up having to say things that hurt her in the general or not say things that lose her some of her base of support. As far as how far left she's going to go. So this all starts to put her in a really tough spot, and I'm pretty sure she's very happy she's got millions of dollars to spend over the next few months.
She's going to need them. I did see, number one, the Rhode Island Progressives have endorsed Matt Brown. He was putting that, Ian Donis had that endorsement out today. And also, this morning on Fox and Friends, I didn't catch exactly who paid for it, but it's the first negative Gina Raimondo commercial that I saw. And it paints her in a very, very negative light. It could be the Republican National Governors Association. We're going to hold it there. Folks, he is a managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com. It's Justin Katz. Justin, excellent, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, John. Look forward to it.
All right, folks, it's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. I believe we're going to talk with Sheriff Tom Hodson coming up in just a couple moments. But I want to remind you, during this beautiful weather, and then we'll talk to him about the situation on the border, but I do want to remind you about Rhode Island's number one garden center. Stop it and see them. And it's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. They are having a banner year. Look for them on Facebook, PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. You can call them at 295-4399. It is Steve, it is Debbie, it's Junior, it's Byron. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Look for them on Facebook, their Facebook page, but it's flowers, trees, shrubs, a full garden center, PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Everything is locally grown, homegrown. Remember, buy local. Excellent quality and less expensive since they grow locally. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Plus, landscape construction, mulch delivery, installation, loom, mulch, screen loom, annuals, perennials, full line of landscape material, plus pickup and delivery. They're open 7 days a week.
look for that magnificent outdoor display right next door to Allie's Tack Shop and across from Allie's Donuts. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Take a ride to Rhode Island's number one garden center. You know it. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. They're right off of Route 4. Look for them on Facebook. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. It's John DePietro. A lot more ahead on The John DePietro Show.
It's been said that great partners can make a business great, which is why more companies look to Signature Commercial Banking from Bank RI. Because with flexible lending, premier commercial banking services, and a more personalized style of banking, it means that with Bank RI, your company has more than a great bank. It has a great commercial banking partner. Signature Commercial Banking, only from Bank RI. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, remember, Southern New England's indoor garden supply shop, Grow It Green. They carry the industry's top name brand equipment, Sunleaves, Hydrofarm, Sunlight Supply. Grow It Green. They specialize in hydroponics, soils, nutrients, lighting, ventilation, and most important, knowledge and experience. They supply quality products and reliable information to hobby gardeners and MMJ patients. They're open 7 days a week, 122 Pulaski Boulevard in Bellingham. You can call them at 508-883-GROW. 508-883-GROW. It's Grow It Green. Southern New England's only five-star rated indoor growing supply store. 20 years experience. Competitive pricing on all major brands, lighting brands, nutrient brands. Friendly, educated staff able to assist with all aspects of your grow. Consultations are available. They're open 7 days a week. Remember, if you're going to grow it green. Stop it and see them. 122 Pulaski Boulevard in Bellingham, or call them at 508-883-GROW. 508-883-4769. They're open 7 days a week. They supply quality products, reliable information to hobby gardeners and MMJ patients. It's Grow It Green.
Conservative fighter, proven leader, delivering real results for Rhode Island. Patricia Morgan, an educator and lifelong community leader. Growing up in a working-class family and owning a small business, Patricia understands the importance of hard work, responsibility, and helping her neighbors. In the legislature, Patricia fought for taxpayers against tolls and PSOC's bailouts while strengthening education for our children and grandchildren. And no one has fought harder to end the politics as usual and the corruption that is hurting every Rhode Islander's future. Patricia Morgan will bring common sense solutions to the governor's office, helping struggling Rhode Islanders earn and keep more of their paychecks. But due to years of failed leadership, our cost of living has skyrocketed, forcing people to leave Rhode Island. We all deserve better. That's why we need a leader like Patricia Morgan, who will help turn the ocean state around and put Rhode Island back on top. Paid for by elect Patricia Morgan.
Well, you want to be nice and cool. Boy, it is hot today. It's going to be a hot summer. Call JKL Engineering. Remember, with JKL, they will keep you nice and warm in the wintertime and nice and cool in the summertime. JKL Engineering. Highest rebates in the market. They do new installation and replacement of high-efficiency gas boilers. JKL, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. You know, for 50 years, JKL's reputation, second to none, especially for technical expertise, customer satisfaction. JKL is an approved National Grid VPI installer. Call JKL Engineering today for a system replacement, oil to gas, for a heat pump. Estimates are free. Financing is available for both residential and commercial. Call JKL Engineering at 401-351-7600. 401-351-7600. JKL Engineering. Listen, you want to be nice and cool this summer. You don't want to be sweating. Think of the hot nights ahead. July, August, even into September. Call JKL Engineering today. Estimates are free and financing is available for both residential and commercial. Stay nice and cool in your home with JKL Engineering, licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. You know, for 50 years, JKL's reputation, second to none. Call J.K. Engineering, 351-7600, 351-7600 for J.K. Engineering. Good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. Here I am. Weekdays, it's Juan. Weekdays, AM 1380 and also 99.9 FM. And it's WNRI. Well, you can call in 766-1380, 766-1380. You can email me, john@depietro.com. I'm seeing that Patricia Morgan has filed a complaint with the Board of Elections. Patricia Morgan filed a complaint with the Rhode Island Board of Elections. She sent out a statement. Patricia Morgan, Republican candidate for governor, will file a complaint. Rhode Island Board of Elections. She filed it just moments ago, 1:30, in regards to Mayor Fung's present and past campaign finance illegalities. According to the Channel 12 news report, Mayor Fung has used space owned by the Capionato Group as his headquarters throughout the previous three election cycles, receiving refunds for his campaign rent payments at different points following 2014-2016 elections. I'm reading this, by the way, directly out of her statement. I want to be very clear on that. I'm not giving opinion here. I'm just reading her statement. Based on recent reporting, Mayor Fung's 2018 gubernatorial campaign has additionally failed to disclose any rent payment for the cycle despite maintaining a public office since October of 2017. The Fung campaign potentially undisclosed debts, unpaid payables may amount to thousands of dollars in illegal corporate contributions. So she goes on to demonstrate inability to accurately, properly file campaign finance documents, reflect a cavalier attitude. She therefore is formally calling on the Rhode Island Board of Elections to Title 17, Chapter 25, challenge and question the campaign finances to preserve the integrity of the state's electoral process. So we'll see how Mayor Fung does, in fact, respond to that. I know that, last week they seemed to feel that it was, I think, he had said when we spoke to him, it was $1,500 that was in question. So we'll have to wait and see how and if Mayor Fung responds to this. But the Board of Elections, you know, they're tough to predict. They're kind of all over the place. And it's difficult to tell exactly where they're going to come out on this. So I'm checking Twitter. And again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. 766-1380. Let's see, NBC News. Disturbing image of a 2-year-old Honduran girl crying as U.S. Border Patrol agents search her mother has come to represent the heartbreak being experienced by illegals separated by the children. You know what they don't mention is the fact that many of the photos that were being tossed around were in fact from 2014. I'm also seeing Channel 10, man accused in fatal hit or run faces arraignment. Jeff Deal has tweeted this out. Man accused in fatal hit and run faces, this was back on June 15th. A man charged fatal hit and run crash Fall River, ordered held without bail. God bless me. Prosecutors said Irvin Dominguez Cruz was driving and then fled the scene. He has entered the U.S. illegally, doesn't have a Massachusetts license, and has a restricted one. Been ordered held without being arraigned. Bristol County charged motor vehicle homicide, negligent operation, failure to yield to an oncoming vehicle. The motorcyclist, Christopher Mills, 29, of Taunton, was taken to Rhode Island Hospital and pronounced dead. Prosecutors said Dominguez Cruz may have entered the country illegally, doesn't have a mass license, has a restricted license from Illinois. So that is a very, very good point. You know, all of this talk about the border Hold on one second. Not yet. And yet no one talks about many of the crimes that do go on. Now, folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. I want to remind people, Congressman Cicilline, he is down there trying to get as much press as he possibly can off of what's going down at the border. I want to play, the congressman was trying to give one press conference as much as he can. Board of Elections eyes June 28th contempt hearing for Mattiello Aides. So that is something to watch, folks. I believe that this is a very serious matter. I think there are problems for Speaker Mattiello. And also, this whole business of Carnevale running again. Now, he then had to finally just pull out of the race. John Carnevale. That was the whole guy that Channel 12 found that he, in fact, was not living where he said he lived. So this whole Mattiello goon squad, they're going to appear in front of the Board of Elections coming up on June 28th. And they are definitely slippery. And they lied. And they said that the speaker had no knowledge of the campaign. And the whole thing was basically a complete lie. So now they had to be subpoenaed. They ignored subpoenas. And now they have to come forward. I think between the Carnevale situation, the Pawsox Stadium, and also now the situation with the Mattiello aides that are being dragged in because they ignored the subpoenas, I think this is really bad for Mattiello. I think it's very, very bad for the speaker, as a matter of fact. So he can try to pretend that, well, I didn't know, but they said that last time. And we found out they lied about that. And their editorial page. How are they going to have to drag them in?
I'm just mad at the journal.
Contempt hearing set.
And I'm going to show
the Mattiello's campaigners.
They call me Mattiello.
Lawton.
They call me Mattiello.
Matt Jerzyk.
They call me Mattiello.
Captain Sleaze, Jeff Britt. All ignored subpoenas.
I'm still mad about voting.
And all gonna be dragged in.
Voting with the truck tolls for me.
Jerzyk replied, copying Britt.
I'm so mad.
The list
about
is a go.
Voting.
He denied they were involved, but they were part of the Mattiello campaign.
Mattiello. They call me Mattiello.
So the speaker who
they call me Mattiello
stole the election by 85 votes, when you think about that, and then lied knowing about this mailer.
Mattiello.
The Board of Elections, though, folks, it is kind of a kangaroo court, banana republic, but
electronic truck toll.
This would be good if they're held in contempt, though.
It's gonna be a sudden craze.
And so they have scheduled this for June 28th. That the Mattiello goon squad.
Bound to be the very next
I don't know if Frank Montanaro will be
they
there.
Call me Mattiello.
Maybe little Leo Skenyon will be dragged in.
They call me Mattiello.
Now we have heard that one of them is cooperating.
They call me Mattiello.
And doesn't want to just roll over. Folks, you don't want to commit perjury here. So we'll see just how serious this whole thing could get. But it is not going away. They all tried to ignore the subpoenas, one of them even hiding out of state, but that shows just how serious this whole situation is. Good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. Hey, I want to remind you, Metro PCS, our friend Sal, is so sure that you're going to love their network that they're giving you a $100 gift card just to try it. Switch over with our friend Sal and Metro PCS. Get 2 months unlimited LTE data on your smartphone plus a $100 gift card. Sal and his four locations with Metro PCS. You get a free smartphone, great brand, Samsung, LG. And on top of that, you know, switch over. I want to remind people, are getting tickets. Now in Rhode Island, you have to drive hands-free. So stop in with Metro PCS, switch over with our friend Sal. If you want to reach Sal, remember, folks, you can always call him. I saw him just the other day. I switched over. You can call our friend Sal at 332-5051. Now, he works out of 1503 Atwood Avenue in Johnston, which is right next to Johnston Town Hall. But then he has three other locations. So Sal's location is 989 Manton Avenue in Providence, right next door to CVS down the street from Stop and Shop behind Rhode Island College, 1852 Smith Street in North Providence next to Salon d'Italia. And then you also have, find our friend Sal at 1027 Cranston in Cranston, right next door to the Rite Aid. It's Sal with Metro PCS. He today is right inside that nice air condition, 1503 Atwood Avenue in Johnson, right next to Johnson Town Hall. And you can call our friend Sal, 332-5051. Folks, take advantage of it and switch over with Sal and Metro PCS. Well, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. So some interesting developments. Now, we're also going to have to wait and see exactly what happens with the Paw Sox Stadium, because I think it's a lose. I think the speaker is in a box. I don't think he wants to do it. But instead, if he does do it, I think it is going to be used against him. And I would think that from what we are hearing, that Steve Freiess may, in fact, end up running against Mattiello in a rematch. And I think Mattiello loses. He's going to be watched this time. They're not going to be able to pull some of the stunts they did 2 years ago. People are tired of the corruption. You know, I know a lot of people are saying that, well, you know, the progressives will take over. But that is yet to be determined. That is talking points from the Mattiello campaign that if he is not there, that the progressives are just going to then take over. But that I'm not convinced of that. But you can't have the continued corruption that has been going on, or we're just not going to move forward in any way. But as far as the border, folks, you know, this whole business, as far as the way that Congressman Cicilline is at the border and the way they're portraying everything that is going on, this started under President Obama. That's really the bottom line. If they want immigration reform, it is the Democrats that could do it. So Cicilline booked down there to the border with two other senators, three other reps, and they're going in and out. Let me check his Twitter feed just to see the latest. He, of course, you know, is then ready to do any possible interview that he can get off of this, which is why he went down there in the first place. So let's see. Cicilline, they did the same thing, Democrat members of Congress. These aren't cages, said Steve Ducey. Built walls out of chain link fences. That was on Fox News. So Cicilline is obviously trying to milk that. And what a lot of people have to remember and understand, that John Favreau, he's another one. They are just so biased. Let's see. The defense secretary said he's considering separating immigrant children from their parents to deter illegal immigration. But you can't. It is the parents are the ones that are coming in, folks. That's what no one wants to face. And the president is exactly right. Look at Germany. You can't ignore what the hell is going on in Germany. Germany is a mess. They're ready to throw Merkel out. And a big thing that they hang on her is all the migrants. There are no borders in Germany that anybody can come in. And that is something that they, without question, that the German people are completely tired of, without a doubt. So good afternoon to everybody on Facebook Live. There's our friend G-Man. There's Ryan Allen. Go back now. Go back, Juan. That's right. Maybe I will play the Beatles. Maybe we'll do that another daytime. But remember, Facebook Live brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com. EliteWirelessRI.com. Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by, you're looking for a great meal, lunch, or dinner, stop in and see them at K's, 1013 Cass Avenue in Woonsocket. You can call them at 401-762-9675. Whether it's lunch, dinner, the napkin, you open up the napkin, there is the menu, K's, 1013 Cass Avenue, Woonsocket, 762-9675. 1-800-875-5475. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Hey, I want to remind you, you know, with the, if you are ever find yourself in an accident, pick up the phone and call West Fountain Auto Body, 272-3340. 272-3340, West Fountain Auto Body. Remember, Kenny and Patricia, they're going to work for you, not the insurance company. West Fountain Auto Body, they're the best. If someone hits your vehicle, small dent to a nearly totaled vehicle, pick up the phone and call West Fountain Auto Body, 272-3340, 272-3340 for West Fountain Auto Body.
From hauling garbage to a seat on the Rhode Island Supreme Court, quite a story. Bob Flanders was the oldest of seven kids in a working-class family. He worked his tail off, earned financial aid scholarships to Brown and Harvard Law. A distinguished legal career followed. Then one day he faced a monumental challenge. Central Falls was corrupt, bankrupt. Rhode Island asked Bob Flanders to sort it out. He worked with everyone, compromised, balanced the budget, and solved the city's financial woes. Today, we have a White House problem. Sheldon White House. A lot of climate talk, not much else. The climate change we need is Bob Flanders in the Senate, an independent Republican outsider who gets things done.
I'm Bob Flanders, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Flanders for Senate.
Well, you deserve clean drinking water. And for clean drinking water, do what I did. Call Water Filter Company today, 401-294-2400. 401-294-2400. Water Filter Company. It's Steve, it's Alice, serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts since 1986. Water Filter Company. 294-2400. Located there right off Route 4 in North Kingstown. Do what I did. Have a water filter installed right in your home for clean drinking water for you and your family. Call Water Filter Company today. 401-294-2400. 401-294-2400. Water Filter Company.
Illegals come to Arizona, claim Rhodey as their homer. This state has gone insane.
Cicilline's recruiting at the border.
They come here because it's free. Here they're on welfare.
Come to Rhode Island.
They arrive here as they drive here on my train.
Free everything.
A loser. He tells Trump, I'll ignore ya. Pony Bill is the border. He welcomes them right through. Illegals, you come to Rhode Island.
Yep.
This little old Rhode Island.
That's right.
Is sanctuary for you.
That's exactly right.
Nicaraguans come from Nicaragua. Colombians even farther. Refugees from Peru.
All the way from Peru.
They vote here because they live here on the south side. The 401 has become the place to go. Oh, Trump, he wants to build his walls. Maybe around Central Falls. Pawtucket and Providence, too. Because illegals, you come to Rhode Island. Because little old Rhode Island is sanctuary for you.
That's exactly right. Folks, that's why they come. Total sanctuary. That is why Maddie, that's why Cicilline is down at the border trying to tell the illegals that are coming in, come right to Rhode Island. Everything for free. You're more than welcome there. This portion of the John DePietro Show is brought to you by our friends at Paul Massey. Remember, summertime is in full swing at all three award-winning Paul Massey dealerships, proudly selling more Buicks, GMCs, and Chevrolets than any other dealer in Rhode Island, and all at the famously low Paul Massey one price, saving you time and money every day. Summertime means family vacations, trips to the beach, and what better way than in your new Paul Massey Chevrolet Equinox crossover, offering room for five, all your cargo, and still delivering 32 miles a gallon, all for just $169 a month for 24 months with the Paul Massey One Price Summertime Lease for competitive leases. Over 100 to choose from and another 100 Traverses and Traxes. Paul Massey Chevrolet has the crossover you're looking for in the budget you deserve. Paul Massey One Price Guarantee. Folks, often imitated, cannot be duplicated. And is the reason why Paul Massey sells more for less than any other dealer.
He's John DePietro. He's really in the know with his talk show on your radio. He's John DePietro. Tune in your radio. Go get him, Johnny D.
Well, folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. I want to remind you, now it's going to be a hot summer. So right now, seize the moment, seize the day. You want to be nice and cool? Pick up the phone. Call JKL Engineering. They keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. JKL Engineering. Call them today at 401-351-7600. JKL Engineering. They have the highest rebates on the market, new installation and replacement of high-efficiency gas boilers. JKL, Carrier Factory, authorized dealer, licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts for 50 years. JKL's reputation, second to none, especially for technical expertise, customer satisfaction. JKL is an approved National Grid VPI installer. JKL, also a Navient-certified factory dealer. Called JKL for a system replacement, oil to gas, heat pump. Estimates are free. Financing, it's available for both residential and commercial. Call JKL Engineering at 401-351-7600. 351-7600. Now listen, you want to be nice and cool in your home. Call JKL Engineering, Central Air. No reason to be sweating in your own home. It's a great investment. And JKL, right now, estimates are free. Financing is available. They're licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and they are the best. For 50 years, JKL's reputation, second to none. Call JKL Engineering. Stay nice and cool in your home or business this summer. Call them, 401-351-7600, 401-351-7600. JKL Engineering, remember, they do it right the first time. And just remember, estimates are free and financing is available. It's John DePietro. Listen, try to enjoy this day. We'll wait and see exactly what happens at the border. Follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at John DePietro Show. Visit the website, DePietro.com, and Facebook and Twitter, it's John DePietro Show. And you can always listen online at DePietro.com. Stay tuned. The John Dion Show is next at AM 1390, and it's also 99.9 FM WNRI.
WNRI Woonsocket.